This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls from some quarters to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago: take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
And Afghan leaders must now chart their own path. The president's been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable.
How many thousands of more Americans' daughters and sons are you willing to risk?
Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There will be no fans in the venues at the Tokyo Olympics later this month after a decision by organizers and the national government to implement a state of emergency because of COVID-19. We get more from Reuters' Francis McGuire.
The decision comes after Japan declared a state of emergency for the capital due to the global health crisis that will run throughout the event. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the state of emergency was essential to stop Tokyo becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta variant spreads. The ban on spectators has ended hopes for Tokyo organizers of adding a public spectacle to the event, which has already been delayed by a year.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former guard at the Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president, according to a senior Haitian official. Matthias Pierre, Haiti's Minister of Elections, told the Associated Press that James Solage was among six people arrested in the 36 hours since the brazen killing of President Jovenel Moïse by gunmen at his home in the pre-dawn hours of Wednesday. Four other suspected assailants were killed in a gunfight with police, and two are still missing. U.S. COVID-19 cases are up around 11% over last week, almost entirely among people who have not been vaccinated, as the highly infectious Delta variant becomes the dominant COVID-19 strain in the country. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday 93% of COVID-19 cases have occurred in counties with vaccination rates of less than 40%. At a news conference, Walensky said the Delta variant is spreading rapidly.
We are starting to see some new and concerning trends. Simply put, in areas of low vaccination coverage, cases and hospitalizations are up.
The CDC earlier this week said the Delta variant has become the dominant strain in the United States. The variant, which is highly contagious, has also become dominant in other countries around the world. Rescue workers now focused on finding remains in the rubble of a collapsed Florida condominium said they will push forward with the same amount of energy as if they were looking for survivors. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
The work continues with all speed and urgency.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the death toll rose overnight.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 60.
As the mission at a collapsed Florida condo tower changes from rescue to a recovery effort.
80 are potentially unaccounted for.
Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz was at the news conference carried by WPLG-TV.
It took a little piece of the hearts of this community.
On a fence nearby, well-wishers posted photos of the victims and supportive messages. Experts say crews will use heavy equipment to lift material off the debris pile, place it in containers, and evaluate it for evidence of human remains. I'm Jennifer King.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week to 373,000. The four-week average of applications, which smooths out week-to-week volatility, is now at 394,500, the lowest such level since the pandemic erupted in March of last year. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.